This is June 12th. Welcome to Bass and Bob Daily Fishing Report. Today's report, it was reported by Jim Dill. Jim is a guide on the lake, James Dill Guide Service, and also the owner of Crackle Gator Baits. Really, Crackle Gator, some of the best baits on the lake. Check them out, the jigs, the shaky heads, the spinners, buzz baits, awesome baits. So Jim had a guide trip today with a couple of gentlemen, and fishing was good. Water temperature was in the upper 70s, as it is for most of the area of the lake right now. Generation was heavy from the dam, which is always good. You would like to, the fish like to have that current during this post-spawn season. That current, you know, brings the bait fish and the food chain right up to them, so they'll sit off those points and bluffs and ledges and just wait for the food to pass by. So heavy generation at the lake, always good this time of the year. The wind was light. Jim reports that he and his guests caught a lot of bass today. In particular, they were fishing. They were primarily focusing on bluffs and ledges. Deep points are also very good, but bluffs and ledges are a great way to fish this time of the year, and generally throughout the year. A lot of fishermen don't fish those points and bluffs, but look for those points and bluffs. Jim and his guests were catching fish in 15 to 20 feet of water. They were throwing a big jig, a Crackle Gator 3/4 ounce reaction jig with a net bait pocket crawl trailer. They were mostly fishing that with green color, purple, and brown on the jig. Again, 3/4 ounce reaction jig and the pocket crawl trailer. They also were catching fish today on the Crackle Gator shaky head. I personally believe the shaky head is one of the absolute best baits from this time of the year. Actually, you can catch fish on it all time of the year, but the Crackle Gator shaky head, and they were fishing that in a 5/8 ounce, and they had that, they were tying onto that, or screwing, whatever you want to call it, onto that shaky head, a salt flicker plastic in green pumpkin. It looks a little bit like a jig. It's got a really cool looking tail to it. They're flipping these jigs and flipping that shaky head up to the bluff itself, up to the bluff or the bluff cut or the ledge, letting that bait get to the bottom and then just moving that and hopping that slowly off the bottom. According to Jim, the fish, you know, on his graph were somewhat suspended off the bottom. They weren't in the middle of the water column, but maybe a foot to 6 inches off the bottom. So let that bait just drop to the bottom, pick it up, hop it, let it go from ledge to ledge. Give those fish a little bit of time to either follow it down or watch your line. As that bait's dropping, the fish will hit it, you watch your line, got to set the hook. Today was a really special day, I think, for Jim as a guide. He had a gentleman in his boat today that was paralyzed from the waist down, and this gentleman's goal was to take this guide trip and catch at least a 3-pound bass. Today, that gentleman caught a 5-pound bass on the shaky head. In addition to that, they caught 7 keepers, a couple of 4-pounders. It sounds like they had a really, really great day out there fishing the ledges and bluffs. All the baits that we talk about on Bass and Bob, you can pick up at Fitz Tackle Store right there in Osage Beach, right as you're coming in, kind of somewhat right next to where the Mace Theater used to be there, right across from Hy-Vee, right as you're coming into Osage Beach. Check out Fitz Bait and Tackle. Book Jim for a guide trip. He's awesome. He's wonderful. I have learned so much from him fishing over the years, or over this past year. He's just an awesome fisherman. So get out there on those points right now. Get out there on those bluffs. Fish that deep water. Get down there on the bottom. Watch your electronics. See if those fish are on the bottom or if they're in the midwater column. But the quality fish are going to be out off points. They're going to be out off bluffs. They're going to be on those bluff edges and bluff ends. Have a good day. Good fishing. Check the website for more information. We'll talk to you soon.